Some of our findings that were very expected is that we've replicated that 1 in 5 sexual assault number that you hear frequently in the media. So we did find that exactly 20% of female undergraduates had experienced attempted or completed sexual assault. So really consistent, similar numbers than compared to what we're seeing elsewhere. So that just really validates those findings. It tells us that the UO is sort of typical among universities. And then kind of a less expected finding, one that's not being talked about as much, is sexual harassment. And so we asked students if they're experiencing different types of sexual harassment from either fellow students or from faculty and staff. And we found that there's definitely a lot of sexual harassment going on in the undergraduate community peer-to-peer. But interestingly, for graduate students, we're seeing that there's high levels of sexual harassment by faculty or staff. And that's something that has been seen before in the literature, but is certainly concerning and not getting a lot of attention right now.
And when you talk about sexual harassment, were there examples given in the survey?
Yes, exactly. So you go through a checklist and say whether or not certain types of experiences have happened to you, like somebody talking condescendingly to you because of your gender, making comments about your appearance after you ask them to stop, repeatedly asking you on dates after you say no, things like that.
Do you think this reflects that there's sort of a different relationship between graduate students and faculty than, for instance, undergrads and faculty?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it has a lot to do with access and also dependency. So graduate students, particularly grad students like PhD students and like JD students, are here for a long time. They're here for, you know, anywhere between 3 and 6, 7 years sometimes. That's a long time, and often work very intimately and closely with faculty members. Grad students are much, you know, more intimately involved with faculty, have closer relationships, and that, of course, allows for amazing research to happen and exciting collaborations to occur. And it also gives faculty a lot of power. And what we know is that when there's a lot of power and a lot of dependency, there's also the potential for a lot of harm.
And JD students are law students?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, exactly.
What will this survey help to accomplish at the university?
Well, that's really up to what the administration wants to do with it. It really depends on their response to this data. I think it's clear that we have consistent trends of sexual assault. You know, we completed a similar survey just last fall, and we got really similar numbers in terms of sexual violence on campus. And so it shows us that these trends are consistent over time. It's not just our one sample, and we know that already from national data and from research that's been done here at the UO for decades, that these numbers are consistent and they're not changing easily. You can't do a small campaign, you can't release a press statement and change these high rates of victimization. It takes more than that.
We're heading into the school year beginning next month at the University of Oregon, and I understand that those first few months of the school year, especially for undergrads and freshmen, can be a most at-risk time for sexual assault. Are there ways that you're hoping the university might help to prevent that?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. We do know that students come in and they face a lot of risk. And so it's important to ameliorate that risk with a lot of resources, a lot of programming, and a lot of information. And that information needs to reach everybody, and it needs to reach everyone more than once. It's just not enough to go to one workshop or one skit and expect students to suddenly undo years of living in a rape culture. It just doesn't work that way. And so I think for that risk to go down for incoming undergraduates, we would need to see a really comprehensive change in how we welcome students to our campus.
Are you hopeful about that for this year?
Well, that sounds tricky. I mean, these data are just dropping now. So I know that these things take time. And also, it's really heartbreaking as a researcher to see these numbers year after year. We analyzed very similar data just about 12 months ago now, and the numbers were the same. And so it's really saddening to see the lack of meaningful change. We see a lot of things that look like they could lead to change, but what matters is the numbers. We need to see those numbers go down, and until we do, we can't say that we're changing the problem.
Marina Rosenthal is a PhD student in clinical psychology at the University of Oregon. She helped conduct the survey on sexual violence on campus. A statement from the University of Oregon says it's reviewing the results of the survey. U of O President Michael Schill says any amount of sexual violence on campus is too much. and he looks forward to analyzing the data and working with faculty, administrators, and students to combat the problem. You can find a link to the survey at our website, klcc.org. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.